The T20 World Cup winning Indian men's cricket team arrived in New Delhi from Barbados this morning to a rousing reception. Fans gathered in big numbers outside the IGI airport, cheering and clapping to welcome the team and give them a warm reception. Waving the national flag and holding placards, the fans braved a drizzle to welcome the men in blue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is meeting the victorious team at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg. Meanwhile, Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya welcomed the team with a social media post, saying the whole country is eager to welcome those who hoisted the tricolour on the soil of Barbados. BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla credited all the players, the team management and the BCCI officials for the victory. Following the meeting with Prime Minister Modi, the Indian squad is set to fly to Mumbai for an open bus victory parade. Captain Rohit Sharma has put out a heartfelt appeal for fans to join in the celebration. The team flew back from Barbados, where it was stranded due to Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean Sea after winning the cup. They defeated South Africa by 7 runs in the summit clash of the tournament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Astana today. They discussed early resolution of remaining issues in border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jaishankar said, respecting the line of actual control and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest will guide the India-China bilateral ties. Niti Aayog is launching a 3-month Sampurnta Abhiyan across the country from today to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of 6 key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks. The campaign seeks to achieve saturation in each of the 6 identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. The Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as a medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges in the state, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashwani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his death anniversary today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that the teachings of Swami Vivekananda gave strength to millions. He said Swami Vivekananda's profound wisdom and relentless pursuit of knowledge are also very motivating. The Prime Minister reiterated government's commitment to fulfill Swami Vivekananda's dream of a prosperous and a progressive society. Millions of voters in United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general elections to elect the new Prime Minister today. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. Counting of votes will begin immediately after the voting is over. The main contest in the country is between Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party and his opponent Sir Keir Starmer of Labour Party. Both the parties held intense campaigning in past few days to woo the voters. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri will be in action in men's doubles with his French partner Albano Olivetti. The duo take on Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan. N. Sriram Balaji will also play the men's doubles match with his British partner Luke Johnson. They take on the French Open champions Mate Pavic of Croatia and Marcelo Arevalo of El Salvador. Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have sailed to the second round, beating the Dutch duo Sander Rerens and Robin Haas 7-5, 6-4 in the first round last night. They will face the German pair of Hendrik Jebens and Konstantin Franzen in the next round. Indian equity benchmarks opened at a new record high this morning, following positive cues from global peers. It was trading above 80,000 during morning trading. And that is the end of this news bulletin.